Back here, Hockey Night in Escanaba. We're in Marquette tonight as the Eskimos skate with the Marquette Redmen. And in our player spotlight, I got to do it this way. It's the LaMarche twins, although they're not twins. How's it going, Jager?
I'm doing good, Jack.
How's it going, Sus?
Awesome. How about yourself?
I don't know. We'll find out in a couple hours, right?
Yep.
All right, so Jager and Sawyer LaMarche here. And, you know, I remember when Punk played, you know, and Parker, your brothers, and you guys were just little guys on the ice there with water bottles and stuff. What do you think, Jager?
Yeah, them were the good old days, hey?
Yeah, and now you're an old man.
Yeah, getting there. I don't know about that yet, but we'll get there.
Well, that's true. So, you know, that's been great for your family. Discuss for me, Jager, and sorry I ask you the same question. What hockey's meant to your family all the way back to, you know, your older brothers who I just mentioned?
Right, yeah. Hockey's been in our family ever since the oldest was little, and we all took his footsteps, and now here we are, the youngest, getting older, you know, spending the family a while.
Yeah, what do you think, Sauce?
You know, he hit that right on the spot. I mean, we just took off with hockey, starting from the oldest right now, and then all the way to me being the youngest, and now that there's only two left in the family, it's a little scary to see.
Well, and then you got your cousin there, Bill.
Yep, but his name's Braden, but
yeah. Yeah, we call him Bill.
Yeah, he's got two more years. He's with me, junior. So we're going to be holding down the family for the next 2 years.
And, of course, we had Koopy there as manager that couple years, right?
Oh, yeah. I think he still does that a little bit on the side. I'm not sure, though.
Well, you know, that's it's unusual, though, to have a family with that many brothers. I mean, you know, Punk, you know, with the success that he had with Levi and them guys, that really motivated you guys, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was great. Going down there and watching them play it like they did. They were good. Yeah, they were good. It was good hockey to watch at such a young age.
Can you guys get to that level, you think? I know we don't have a Levi Wonder of that talent on our team, but we've got a lot of dudes that can play hockey.
Of course, yeah. It's a milestone for sure. That's what I'd like to say, yeah.
What do you think, Sawyer? You guys, you know, you're not little freshmen or sophomores anymore, so you guys have to step up now.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a huge achievement. I mean, we got, like, what? 12 skaters and 2 goalies, so we're going to have to get the endurance up. But, yeah, I think it would be awesome to get down there.
Yeah, how are you dealing with that fact? Usually we have more guys, and I know it really showed for you up in Houghton when, you know, they were putting line after line after line out there, and you guys were doing 2 lines pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, you know. But we've seen it with Calumet last year with the Locust brothers. I mean, they were out there basically an entire game, so... I mean, just got to cycle the players through.
So, Jager, some things that we need to work on after the first couple of games in your mind.
Defensive zone. We're getting caught too low. That leaves the points open for open shots. And Dale can only do so much, you know. So, clean up the D zone and offense will come with that.
How about special teams? The penalty kill, the power play. You know, I was teasing Gunner on the bus. We don't want any more 5-minute majors, you know, stuff like that.
Right, yeah. If we could stay out of the box, that'd be the best thing, but yeah, constantly working it, that's for sure.
Well, I know you're in pretty good shape, Sawyer. I watched it myself when you had your 17-minute shift against Kingsford.
Yeah, I could say that. You can say that.
It was pretty close, wasn't it, to 17 minutes?
Yeah, I was in the box for the first, I think, minute and 30 seconds of it, but then I was out there for the rest of it, I believe.
Yeah, that's a lot of back-checking, a lot of forechecking, right?
Yeah, at that point, I didn't even know. I think I was playing more defensive than forward that game, but it is what it is.
So, guys, I'll ask you, I always ask you, what are some hobbies you like to share with our listening audience besides hockey?
Yeah, of course. I like to go out to camp and hunt and fish. I like the outdoors quite a bit.
What about you, Sauce?
Yeah, I like my sports, you know, hockey, golf. I did cross country, outdoors.
You did do cross country. I went to a couple of your meets, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The one in Gladstone, that was fun.
Yeah, it was hot. It was hot, that one. I didn't like it.
But you held your own, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, just barely. Got through it barely.
I thought you were going to pass Drew Hughes.
Yeah, no.
No, not going to happen, yeah, right? Okay, so, Jager, you're getting to that point where you're looking past high school. What's your thoughts, man, for... next year?
Looking in the military. I haven't went down there for to MEPS, but got disqualified for some feet issues, but going to look into the other branches and see what they got going for me. We'll go from there.
What's your interest there? You want to be in the Air Force flying planes or what?
No, just the Army as like an engineer or something like that, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, how about you, Sauce?
I'm more of a school guy, so I'll probably take like the college route, maybe following Hunter or Parker's steps.
Well, you could follow in Parker's steps all the way down to Florida. That's a heck of a – I mean, I look at the snap map. I see him down there. I'm like, what are you – this is great. You're on vacation.
Yeah, I don't like that hot weather. I mean, I like 70s, but I don't know what the 80s there. It's a little too hot for me year-round.
All right. Well, I'll let you give your shout-outs. I know both of you have pretty much the same shout-outs, maybe a couple different, but go for it, Jager.
Yeah, friends and family listening, shout-out to Grandma and Grandpa and Joey.
All right, and you, Sauce.
Yeah, basically the same. Mom, Dad, aunt, uncles, grandparents, everyone, supporters, family, everyone that listens.
All right. Well, we will talk with you soon. So, hey, go out and get them tonight. Have some fun up in this. It's always fun coming here, isn't it, Sauce?
Oh, always. Yep.
And Jager, coming here?
Oh, yeah. Heck of an environment over here. Yeah, they like their hockey, so it's a good time.
Well, let's give them a big poop burger at the end, hey?
Yes, sir.
All right. Those are the Marsh Boys, everybody, in our first intermission. Coming up, the scoring summary from Lakeview Arena in Marquette after this timeout on the Eskimo Hockey Network.